And lots of you have been sending us emails with the subject line, Parents Music, for our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection. We've been asking you for the story behind one song your parents introduced you to. Today we have two songs from a brother and sister, Colin and Miley Malloy. Colin is a musician, best known for his band, The Decemberists. Miley is a fiction writer. Her latest book is The Apothecary. They take us back to a childhood journey when Colin was 6 and Miley 9.
We took a summer road trip in 1981, and our parents had recently gotten divorced, and our mother drove us from Montana to her friend's house on Martha's Vineyard in a diesel Volkswagen Rabbit, and we had 4 tapes in the car for what turned out to be a 6-week trip. Bad idea. Including the Eagles' Hotel California and the Muppet Movie soundtrack and John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy.
And the fourth one is still a mystery. We're trying to figure out which one it was. It was either a Bonnie Raitt tape or a Linda Ronstadt tape, one of the others.
So you would have heard those tapes. I can't even imagine how many hundreds of times in the course of that trip.
That's how we measured distance on the trip. You know, one side of the Muppet Movie and, you know, all of Double Fantasy, and we'll be there.
And we knew the relative lengths, which ones were longer, which ones were shorter.
You not only knew them, but you had enough time to kind of study the words and try to, you know, ferret out the meaning.
Like Hotel California. I think you should talk about Hotel California.
Right. So Hotel California, I think anybody of my age, you know, in their 30s who grew up in the 70s and who had parents who liked the Eagles, I think has a kind of a relationship with that song, because it's this kind of weird, long, mysterious, minor key odyssey about Don Henley driving through the desert and discovering this mysterious hotel and staying there and getting, I assume, stuck there forever.
Well, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
But you can never leave.
Yeah.
I took it very literally, particularly the line about, you know, they gather for the feast and they stab it with their steely knives, but they can't kill the beast. You know, that's obviously meant something to Don Henley that was very deep. To me, it was just a bunch of people like stabbing some carcass in the middle of a banquet table. So very evocative for sure. And I think I also, you know, being a Star Wars fan at the time, liked the fact that the Nightman was apparently a robot, because he said, you know, we are programmed to receive. So I just imagined this robot, you know, talking to Don Henley and telling him he couldn't leave forever. So that was some powerful stuff.
So, Colin, you have the strong memory of Hotel California. Miley, what was the song that you most remember from that road trip?
John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over from Double Fantasy. Our life together. I feel like Just Like Starting Over is the perfect song for that trip. You get the sense that the trip in the song isn't going to happen, or it isn't going to work out the way he wants it to. So there are all these sort of layers of sadness and nostalgia in this song that feels very optimistic. And toward the end of the trip, we drove with our mother to the town of Menemsha, which is a tiny, picturesque little fishing village. And she wanted to stay there. And she did not want to drive back to Montana. And she was the only driver. It must have been completely overwhelming. And none of us wanted to drive back to Montana. And we're stranded at the far end of the country. And then Colin has a good story. I had forgotten this, Colin.
Yeah, well, we were driving back, and we're all sobbing in the Rabbit. and we'd be driving. I don't really remember this. My mom told me this, that we would be sobbing and we would start driving through a small town. And I would say, everybody, we have to stop crying while we drive through the town. So everybody'd pull it together as we drove through this little town. And then just on the other side, we would all collapse into sobs again. Falling in love again. It'll be
just like starting. Miley, if you hear on the radio, say you're driving around and you hear Starting Over, Come On, the radio, what's the reaction that you have?
I definitely have feelings of being transported back, especially when it's the songs that I haven't heard a million times since. There's a way in which those songs are kind of a dividing line, and especially just like Starting Over, which is sort of about nostalgia, and I feel like you're changing so much as a kid and you're leaving so much behind, and so you sort of understand nostalgia. But I feel like that trip was kind of a dividing line between having married parents and having divorced parents, in between childhood and something different. And so those songs that from that trip that I haven't heard since do that for me.
Brother and sister Colin and Miley Malloy with their story for our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection.
Bye, Miley.
Bye, Col.
Good job.
Thanks, you too.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.